You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI, in New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. Friday morning, activists held a direct nonviolent action at the Queens entrance to the Rikers prison complex. It's where 14,000 inmates sleep each night. Many have done absolutely nothing wrong but can't afford bail. That's why activists are calling Rikers a debtor's prison, and they held a protest to shut it down as part of Rise Up October. As Nellie Hester Bailey reports, there were about 200 protesters. It was a visually moving and poignant action. They held photos of prisoners who died at Rikers.
Rikers, crimes against humanity! Rikers!
There were knee-deep police officers on the scene and the back away from the crowd, about seven dogs on leashes that they were prepared to use against the protesters, but that did not occur. It certainly was reminiscent of Birmingham and Bull Connors, as well as South Africa and the use of dogs. There were about 16 people who participated in the civil disobedience, and those people, one of those was Carl Dix, who co-founded Stop Mass Incarceration with Dr. Cornell West. They were told, as we all were, that we would be arrested because we were blocking traffic. Unfortunately, it was a day on Friday when people were visiting their loved ones, and that caused a delay. So the press, as well as the prison officials, played that up. But we know that in a gulag like Rikers is that if we are going to bring worldwide attention to what is going on there, the brutality, the murder, the rape, that in fact there may be moments of inconvenience for everyone. 16 people were arrested. They were taken off to a booking site in Queens. The attorneys were on hand, prepared to deal with the charges against the protesters. They were told by the police that they would be charged with disorderly conduct, and they proceeded to arrest 16 people, some more roughly than others, literally hauling and carting people off, feet and hands up, throwing them into the paddy wagon there. But all in all, it was successful, and certainly it will draw attention in a very different way to Rikers Island and what was going on. And the shouts from the protesters included any number of slogans, including shut it down, shut it down. So it was quite a protest, and I do believe it was successful. How the media will report it, corporate media was not there for the most part.
Nellie Hester Bailey reporting from the scene at Rikers Prison Complex in Queens. In total, 17 people were arrested. Everyone was charged with two counts of disorderly conduct. Two people were also charged with obstructing government administration. Three people are still being held awaiting arraignment at this time. People are asked to call the mayor's office and Queens Central Booking to demand that all charges be dropped. The mayor's office is at 212-788-1400. Again, that's 212-788-1400. Queens Central Booking is at 718-268-4523. Queens Central Booking at 718-268-4523. And you're listening to listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI in New York.